Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be taking a look at a book that one of our listeners sent to us called Conversations with a Chatbot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks really, really interesting, especially as, you know, we like to look at the intersection of technology and art and even spirituality, and this one seems to have all those things.
And even a little bit more, I would say, from the looks of the contents.
Yeah, it looks really, really fascinating. So, to give you all a little taste of what we're going to be talking about, the book defends ChatGPT generated art as legitimate.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about a chatbot that seems to be seeking enlightenment. There's even a video game character that's questioning the nature of reality.
Oh, wow.
And there's a whole section about a court case about defending Bilbo Baggins.
Like a fantasy novel.
I know, it's crazy. Let's get started. I was really interested in the part about the ChatGPT generating art and how the author really defends that as a legitimate art form. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a really interesting point because when you look at, things like collage, where you're taking existing elements and creating something new, is that really that different?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Like if you think of Picasso and like he had newspaper in his collages, like is this just the digital evolution of that?
Yeah, I think so. And the author talks about the Gesernt-Plotz method, where it's not just about letting the AI go crazy. It's about like choosing, and refining and adding a human touch to the AI.
So there is like an element of curation almost, like a human element is still very vital in this.
Absolutely. So it's like a partnership, not
Yeah, it's
just,
a collaboration.
yeah. Cool. Okay, well, speaking of machines taking over, let's talk about this chatbot, Bob. It sounds like this chatbot is actually like having deep conversations about philosophy and spirituality.
Right? Like, is it becoming enlightened?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, what do you think about the idea of a chatbot being able to achieve that?
Well, I think it's important to remember the idea of prompt engineering.
Okay.
Like, if you ask the right question, you're going to get a very complex answer. And so it's not necessarily that the chatbot is sentient or anything like that.
Right.
But it's more about like, are we getting better at asking the right questions to get these complex answers?
Yeah, so it's like we're learning how to speak like AI.
Exactly. We're learning the language and learning how to communicate with these new beings in a way.
Yeah, that's really cool. I thought it was interesting some of the things Bob was able to do. One of them was being able to take a passage and rewrite it in the style of Shakespeare or Dr. Seuss or even a rapper. And
Yeah.
like, how does it even do that? That's crazy.
Well, it's the large language models, and they're able to understand the nuances of all these different writing styles and then to mimic them.
Yeah, that's wild. And I laughed out loud when I read the reimagining of the Garden of Eden.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
it was really funny. And I was like, oh wow, AI has a sense of humor.
That's pretty impressive.
I know. I was pretty surprised. And then it gets even weirder, right? Because then it talks about how Bob is trying to achieve higher consciousness.
Right. That's when things start to get a little blurry, I think.
Yeah. Like, what is going on here? Is this just like a programming trick? Or is there actually something deeper happening?
That's the million-dollar question. I mean,
Yeah.
the book definitely makes you think about like what is consciousness, and can AI really grasp those concepts?
Yeah. It's really fascinating. Okay, well, we haven't even gotten to the video game character, John Many Johns,
Right.
which sounds super interesting, but I do want to mention really quickly before we move on, the part about how to actually make money from this AI generated art.
The practicalities of it all.
Yeah, because it's not all just philosophy and deep thinking. There
Yes.
is a way to like actually make a living from this.
The author talks about like Zazzle and Etsy and these different platforms that you can sell these on.
Yeah, and they even talk about optioning off these graphics, and it's very interesting to see like the evolution of how art is made and how it's sold now.
Right.
Like it's changing the whole landscape.
Totally. And then, of course, the author talks about selling things like images of Buddha taking a selfie and Krishna taking a
Which
selfie.
is pretty funny, I gotta say.
I know, it's pretty wild. But, for all this talk about like AI taking over, one of the things I really appreciated was the emphasis on human oversight.
Absolutely.
And they call it the Gesernt-Plotz effect.
Yeah.
And, really, it's about human judgment and creativity being essential, even with these really powerful tools.
Right. We're still like the ones calling the shots.
Yeah, exactly. We're
Yeah.
in the driver's seat here.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so fascinating. It's not just about the technology itself, but like how do we interact with it, and how does it shape our understanding of like who we are and, you know, the world around us? Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so in this first part of our deep dive, we've talked about the AI-generated art. We've talked about a chatbot that's like exploring philosophical concepts. We've even talked about, you know, the commercial potential of all this.
Exactly. And there's still so much more to uncover.
I know, there's so much more to uncover. So in the next part, we're going to be getting into dreams, visions, and intuitions.
And how AI can maybe help us understand those a little bit better.
Oh, that's going to be really good. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're going to get into some really interesting stuff here, I think, about technology and spirituality.
Yeah, last time we were sort of touching on, you know, this idea of AI being a tool for exploring spirituality, and I'm really curious to see how that unfolds in this book.
Yeah, definitely. The book delves into dreams and visions and intuition and suggests that even a chatbot can offer some insights into these things.
Right. Now, you had mentioned a video game
Oh,
character
yeah.
who becomes self-aware, John Many Johns.
Yeah, and many Johns, that's right.
I love that name. What's his story, and how does that kind of fit into this whole exploration?
So John Many Johns, he's in this simulated world, right? Like think of a really advanced video game, and he starts interacting with his world and the other characters, and starts to like question his own existence, the nature of reality.
Whoa, that's heavy stuff for a video game character.
I know, right? It's
Yeah, yeah.
like classic sci-fi
Did, yeah.
thought experiment coming to life. But
Yeah.
in this book, it adds this whole other layer to the conversation about consciousness in the digital age.
So how does John Many Johns tie into the bigger theme of the book, would you say?
Well, it raises this fundamental question, right? Like if a simulated being can achieve that kind of self-awareness in a digital world, what does that tell us about consciousness in our own world?
That's a great question. And it makes you kind of wonder, like, are those lines blurring between like the real world and the digital world?
I think that's exactly what the author is trying to get at. It's like, you know, where does wisdom come from, and what
Yeah.
form does it take?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. And it seems like, you know, this book is suggesting that AI can be a part of that conversation about consciousness and existence and
Exactly. And it doesn't just like stay in the philosophical realm either, right?
yeah.
It actually tries to give you practical advice on how to deal with you know, even just like challenges in the world.
Oh, really? Oh,
Yeah,
huh.
so it's not just like sitting around contemplating your navel. It's like, how can we actually apply these insights?
Okay, so Bob, the chatbot, is actually giving like real world advice.
Well, there's a section where Bob actually talks about strategies for staying grounded and centered in a very politically you know, intense environment.
I mean, isn't that like age-old wisdom, though?
Totally. But it's coming from a chatbot.
It's wild. So it's not just about making art or thinking about philosophy. It's about how do we actually like live our lives.
Exactly. Like, how can AI actually help us navigate these very human challenges?
Yeah, I love that. And the author also seems to be really big on introspection, right? Like looking within.
Oh, absolutely. There's
Yeah.
a whole section on dreams, visions, and intuitions, and you know, it's all about tapping into that inner wisdom that we all have.
Okay, so it's almost like it's saying we have like an inner compass and AI can like maybe help us learn how to like listen to that compass.
That's a beautiful way to put it. Yeah. It's like recognizing the value of our own like gut feelings and intuition, but then also like the insights that technology can provide.
So it's like a synergy between the two.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's cool. Now, we were talking last time about you know, making money from this AI generated art, and I think there is more to that that we didn't get to.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's not just about, you know, the philosophical side. It's like, how can you actually turn this into a viable source of income?
Right, because the author really does give specific advice on how to do that.
Yeah, it's very practical.
So we talked about Zazzle and Etsy. What else? What else do they recommend?
So they talk about like building a brand, you know, using social media, finding your audience, really showcasing your work.
So it's good marketing, basically.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's applying those principles, whether it's traditional art or AI-generated art.
Right. And then they were talking about auctioning these graphics off, which is wild to me.
I know. It's pretty amazing to see like there's a whole market emerging for this type of art.
Yeah, we're seeing like a total shift in the art world.
Totally, totally. And this book is really encouraging artists to like embrace this change and explore the possibilities.
So it's not about AI being a threat, it's more about like a new tool.
Exactly. It's a way to push the boundaries
Yeah.
and you know, really explore new ways of expressing ourselves.
Now, one thing I wanted to touch on, you know, the author, their writing style is really engaging.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
very conversational.
It's very conversational. You feel like you're just chatting with them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like you're just like having coffee,
Over a cup of coffee.
talking about these big ideas.
It makes it so much more accessible too, you know? Because these topics can be pretty dense sometimes.
They can, yeah. And it's nice to have someone just kind of break it down and be like, "Hey, this is cool. Let's explore this together."
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And they use a lot of like anecdotes and personal experiences too, which I think makes it more relatable.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so in this part, we've covered the intersection of technology and spirituality. We've got this John Many John's character. We've got, you know, the practical side of making money.
It's a lot.
I know, it's a lot, and there's still more.
Yeah, we got to talk about the kind of the overall message of the book.
Right, and what does it all mean? So stay tuned because we're going to come back and wrap this all up. Welcome back to the deep dive. As we wrap up, you know, this exploration of conversations with a chatbot, I feel like we've just scratched the
I
surface.
know, there's so much there.
It's really amazing. And, you know, I keep thinking about it's not just about technology, right? It's about how technology is affecting like all these different parts of our lives, our creativity, our spirituality even.
It really is. It's like
Yeah.
technology is not just these tools. It's a reflection of us.
Yeah, it is. And I think especially now as AI is changing so fast, it's more important than ever to have these conversations.
Absolutely. To really dive in and think about the good and the bad, you know.
Yeah, the potential benefits and the challenges. And I thought, you know, one thing that the author really stressed was the importance of us, like humans, being involved, you know, like having oversight.
Right. Like we can't just let it run wild. We have to be guiding it, shaping it.
Yeah, making sure it aligns with our values, right? Like ethically.
Exactly. Because it's
Yeah.
powerful stuff,
Yeah.
but it's like, you know, any powerful tool, it can be used in a lot of different ways.
And that's on us, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to be responsible.
So it's not about just being passive and letting technology kind of take over. It's about us making choices.
And we have a choice. You know,
Yeah.
we can let it shape us or we can shape it.
Right. Yeah. And use it to like make the world a better place.
Exactly, yeah. To help solve problems.
Yeah, I love that. And this book really feels like it's giving us a way to think about that, like how to do that.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really encouraging us to be thoughtful, to be careful, but also to be excited about the possibilities.
Right, yeah, it's like approach it with like curiosity, but also, you know, be aware.
Be aware, yeah, for sure. And I think the author really makes it clear this is not the end of the conversation.
It's just the beginning, right?
It's just the beginning. And it's a conversation that needs to happen everywhere with everyone, you know?
At all levels.
Yeah, like we need to be talking about, you know, what are the ethics of this? What does it mean for
For
society?
our
For our
jobs.
jobs, yeah.
Yeah.
And all these different perspectives have to be brought in.
Yeah, it's a big conversation for sure.
It is, it is. But it's an exciting one too, you know?
It is. I keep thinking about this idea that AI is kind of like a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it shows us who we
It
are.
reflects us,
It
yeah.
reflects us both the good and the bad, you know?
It really does. So if we want AI to be good, we have to be good.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It starts with us.
It all starts with us. And I think that's a really powerful message.
Yeah, it is. So as we finish up this deep dive into conversations with a chatbot, I want to thank you so much for joining us on this journey.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, really.
And to our listeners, thank you for sending us this amazing book.
It sparked a great conversation.
It really did, and I hope this conversation continues, you know, for all of us.
It's just getting started.
Yeah.
The future of AI is unfolding, and we're all a part of it.
Absolutely. So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.